Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime. Now.
Hey, what you mean just doing? Hey, what's up, y'all? We back with another episode of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. I am the LEEBOY TV, and I'm here with my guy Prime, the PRIME, and we got Oh, what up? I didn't give you no chance to like give my brother some time to breathe, right? Like,
what's up?
Let my brother get an intro in. And we got a special guest with us today. He's here to discuss the topic at hand, and that is Mr. Jamar. How do we refer to you, sir?
You can just call me Jamar, man. It's cool. I'm good with that. That's
look, perfect. I put some respect on it, Mr. Jamar. Hey, I don't know who, man. I'm talking to. Look, we just met right now. Go ahead.
Jamar's the creator of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s page. So
dope. Sure. I figured it was something going on. You ambushed me with your guy. What's up, Jamar, man? Good to have you on the podcast, man. Excited.
Thank y'all for having me, man.
And love the page.
Thank you, man. I love y'all podcast, man. I've been a fan for a while now. So y'all boys keep doing y'all thing, man.
There's no ambush going on, by the way.
Oh, are you just secretive? Hey, this guy Prime is just secretive. He don't tell me who coming on, what time, what's going down. Look, I didn't move up the time. I didn't know you was going to be on. But no, we passed that, though. We're here to talk about something that is special today. Someone that is, has solidified their spot. They're in nostalgia history. They're a nostalgia star in so many ways, and just a star beyond measure in general. But that is the amazing Janet Jackson. Now, we actually just talked about her on the last episode. She came up when we talked about our top five Super Bowl performances. But today, there's been a lot about her in the news, including this documentary we're going to get into. And you guys have both seen it. I haven't seen it yet. But she's been in the news quite a bit. So it's only right that we give her her own top five. But let's start off with this documentary. You guys saw it. I don't know, Hulu done kicked my subscription down or something. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't available for me. But what'd you guys think of it?
Coming from Lifetime, surprisingly, it was actually real good, because they don't produce nothing good.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, this one wasn't a reenactment or anything like that. It was more of a documentary.
No, it wasn't a biopic. It was an actual story. So.
Right. Yeah, because the reenactments, the biopics be, woo! Lord,
was Lifetime the ones behind the Flex movie?
Michael Jackson? Don't you ever bring up Flex and Michael Jackson ever again. Bro, how you going to just mess up my whole spirit in the beginning of the podcast like that?
That's what Lifetime do to you.
Lord. But so you said Lifetime got it right, you think, on this one? What'd you think, Jamar?
Since Prime came out swinging.
killing Lifetime from the beginning.
I was surprised in the same way, man. I'll never forgive them for that Aaliyah doc. But yeah, it was actually good. And it was a bunch of footage I've never seen. But I enjoyed it. I'm going to watch it again, actually. It was decent.
Yeah, we got a lot of footage that, like, we got her recording her albums, like, footage of her, like, not just of the raw tracks. We got her, we looking at her recording, and like, it's different, and it's funny, it's weird. And we got MJ recording too, by the way. We got MJ in the booth too. Big MJ fans. We got him in there too.
Oh, dope. And then, like, there was some controversial moments that hit the news cycle, I would say, about her and MJ from this. I mean, he was calling her all kind of animal names and stuff. Like, what was going on? Like,
all I know is he called her donkey. The other names was,
I mean, like, these are just like pet family cool names, yeah, right? It wasn't nothing cruel or nothing. Like, yeah, they just made it seem like he was
now.
Like,
now there was one name against that she threw out there. I was like, oh. He said slaughter horse. Like, what is that? But I don't know. Okay.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
anything else that was controversial that came out? Because, like I said, she's been in the news quite a bit. I don't know if this had anything to do with what Jermaine Dupri got to do with this. Because I just seen him trying to get his little two cents in a couple weeks ago.
He is her ex, so
yeah, he's just hurt. He's just like trying to insert himself in the story or what? He ain't in the
doc. It was just like they just went through like her relationships too, and he was one of them. Like basically, he was like, "Yeah, I work too much. That's why they broke up because he worked too much."
Quick question: Usher's confessions was about Jermaine, right? Allegedly.
Still
or,
don't.
Or so Jermaine wrote that about his situation. You saying?
Yeah, I've heard. Allegedly. I don't know if it's true or not. Allegedly, yeah.
With Janet.
We'll see. Mm-mm, I don't know, cause
my confession.
I don't know how can you.
That's classic.
I mean, if you're gonna be doing all that, you definitely don't need to be writing songs about it too. Come on, yeah. Jermaine. Don't be no dirtbag like that. You're gonna not only cheat on one of the most iconic women of all time, but then you're gonna profit off it too.
I will say, if you're gonna do it, you might as well make a profit out of it. So.
Yep. I mean, that's what it takes. But and then there's the Alicia Keys. Y'all saw with her and Janet. You didn't see what happened with her and Janet this week.
What happened with her and Janet?
You saw this, Jamar?
I've heard about it. I didn't go into detail, but I'm eager to hear.
Oh, Janet just basically said that Alicia Keys is her lady crush, and that if she was to pick one from that side of the tracks, that she would hop on that track. Rolling down.
That's a great pick.
Yeah. basically, she's digging Alicia Keys, and Alicia Keys was flattered. So, shout out to them.
Yeah. Of course. She paved the way for Alicia Keys. Of course, Alicia Keys is going to be flattered.
But Alicia Keys is neo soul, though, kind of, right?
Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah. I would say neo soul. In fact, I actually had that written down in my notes that Janet doesn't get enough credit for being a neo soul queen. We look at her as soul pop, but some of these songs on my top five are definitely neo soul jam. So,
well, Janet had more than one era as well.
Yeah, many eras. Should we just get into it, or we got anything else on the doc?
As far as the doc, first of all, it's 4 hours, so I think you get your time's worth. They went through a lot, her ex-husband has a lot, he has a lot of footage. He has a lot of footage, like from her recording her albums to releasing them to practicing for the videos to behind the scenes of the videos to everything he has. So surprised this is never before seen, but hey, even her and Mike writing Scream, he has all that, like them just all of it. So hey, I'm glad he got it, even though we know what happened to him. But hey, that's all I'm saying is we got new footage. I'm happy.
Right.
Jamar, you got something to say about it?
Before we yeah, man. I have a family member who records everything. So I understood what I was watching. What's 100%. I love him. But yeah, maybe – I guess it proves they can come in handy sometimes. And again, it was footage I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. Like when, like you say, MJ was in studio, that was flames.
But yeah, the value of having all that extra footage, obviously it turns into this documentary. We see what's going on with the Yeezus or the, what is it? Genius? The Genius documentary. Can't wait to watch that from Yeezus. You ain't going to watch that one, Prime? He was looking like,
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm there. I'm going to watch 100%.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that one. And yeah, she's definitely well-deserving of having her documentary, and I can't wait to check it out. Hulu let up on my subscription. What's up with y'all, man? I need to send an email in.
Lifetime or something.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to use a free trial. But what's up, Prime? Before we get out of here and start doing this top five.
There is footage of her and like Jimmy Jam arguing, and it's like it's funny to me. It is so
it got uncomfortable to me. It got kind of got uncomfortable to me. I never heard Janet Jackson that upset, bro. So.
I'm like, I'm done. I'm too.
I'm going home.
What about the album? We had to complete it. I don't care. It's just funny.
The creative process, huh?
Yeah. Even Mike. in the video. She was like, she was doing something. He was like, you hear how that sound? That sound trash. Do it again. You sound.
Oh, when she was like, what?
She sounded like, he didn't say like trash. He said, you sound bad or something he said.
That was uncomfortable too.
She was like, okay, I'll do it again.
What?
The second ooh was not good. Yeah, now we are up to the real biz, what we really came here for. You know, Prime Nostalgia Podcast is infamous for their top five lists, and today is like no other because we're going to be reviewing the favorite songs from an icon, which is Miss Janet Jackson. All the applause and all the praises due. Everyone throw your flowers, toss your flowers, give them up now because she's an icon for sure. And I can't wait to just talk about some of these hits. She got a lot of hits, bro. A lot of hits. What is it from spanning from the 80s to the 2000s? I mean,
Even till now.
I mean, there was a lot to choose from. And basically, we're going to be doing our top five, and we'll play higher on my list. So if anyone names a song selection that is higher on their list, they'll tell us at that time, and then we'll discuss that project at a later time as we go through our top five. So who's going to get us started off with their number five? Because to me, this was like one of the hardest slots. It was so many hits that could have ended up in this spot right here. We'll get into our honorable mentions, but I got at least five, six of them joints that was fighting for the number five spot. But
Okay. At number five, I got Go Deep from the Velvet Rope album, 97.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my jam, bro. And it's the video, like with the legendary actor Ty Hodges in it. The video, it was relatable because Janet Jackson was my first crush. So
it wasn't.
A lot of people could tell that story. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. The video is just iconic, man. And it, when he woke up and realized it was a dream, bro, I was like, yep, I can relate. So, but yeah, to me, it's a song. It sounds like, is that a DJ Clue song? Do y'all know?
I don't think so.
It sounds DJ Clue-ish to me. I guess that's why I like it so much.
But I know that Velvet Rope album, though, is crazy. I mean, that's when I first got into Janet, so I know this whole vibe was just crazy, and specifically that song. Just had to, you know, the videos, like you said, is what really make it. I had to go through a gang of these. Well, you know, for so many reasons, we had to go through the Janet videos, but this is one of the ones, for sure. Prime, I guess it's on me then, right? Let's keep it moving. With number five, because you know we're going to be debating at the end. And cool. I'm still debating in my mind what I'm going to say right now. But I'm going to say, oh, you remember she hit the if I was your girl, that if joint. I think that was the Janet album, early 90s. You know, I'm a sucker for some good rock music, especially when it's mixed in with the R&B. And then
thanks.
She goes back and forth with the beat where it sounds like one of those classic Janet bops, but then she has the hard drums, hard guitars and everything. And I just remember, I don't know if you seen that video, she had on some crazy like black and white joint with mm-hmm. the. Yep. She was on fire back then, man. So shout out to Janet, and I'm starting my list off with If, because it's just a jam. I couldn't leave it off my list because I just remember I was definitely hitting that like. And she was crumping for sure. That was before crumping. Look, because
all right, so my number five is surprising to y'all, and I got this at five because it's technically not her song. She's a feature in this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got this at five. This might be higher on y'all list. I'm gonna just say Scream.
Actually, you in the clear, man. I don't have Scream on my list.
You in the clear. Yeah.
I don't have Scream on my list. Okay.
For specific reasons. But gotcha. Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
What hey, look, Scream is actually a very good song, very good video. Obviously, it's Mike dominated, but the song itself, the beat is like no other that we've kind of heard. Like, she has these crazy rhythmic beat, whatever. She has these crazy beats. This one is just different. It's weird, and it's a good type of weird. And Also, the dance break. Even last year, had everybody breaking their knee. Did you see people trying to do this dance last year?
Was it a meme or what?
No, they were trying to slide on their knees and like drop on their knees and get back up.
Yes.
Yeah, people break. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. But look, yeah, I saw that. That's my number five. Easy.
No,
easy.
I mean, I'm glad it was on someone's list because it's definitely in my honorable mentions. It was just hard for me to throw it in there based on everything she had, and especially when I just love deep cuts. Like, if you know, I don't expect that to be on too many other people's lists. But yeah, Scream is definitely a joint. They was going crazy. Whenever you have MJ, and she was kind of getting MJ on the dance break a little bit. This is a little bit older Mike, right before he turned into geriatric Mike. He was still cool, but you know what I'm saying? She was kind of there with him.
He still had some years left.
He still had a couple years. He was still all right.
Old Mike, I swear. Jamar, what's your number four?
No, all right. My number four is All Right, featuring Heavy D. Oh.
Higher on my list.
Okay, all right, cool.
Am I really gonna do it like this? Oh, look, I gotta decide on the fly. All right, I'm gonna go right now. Nasty. Nasty boss. Don't mean a thing, or what she said? Don't mean a thing to her, because she is she's above the Nasty Boys, right? I don't know, man. There's just something about this song I just can't get out of my head from a kid. You know what I mean? It kind of defined to me like how we looked at Janet a little bit, even though she's saying. She's saying the opposite of what you might think in the song, but then just growing up, you was like, oh, she nasty. Like, okay, like I was just a nasty little kid, I guess. Like, I was into it. But overall though, the beat though, I could see Bobby Brown should have hit a remix with her on that. That would have killed it. Look, but
that would have been the hit, man. Right? That's 80s Bobby. That's when Bobby was unstoppable, bro.
If he would have been doing it, he could have hit that same move. He could hit a couple moves for sure. But you know, I love how she just adapted to the times in each era, right? And so this one definitely was of the times. And so I wish I was just old enough to enjoy it back then. So maybe it's just a little bit of a reach. But yeah, nasty.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
My number four is arguably her best song, arguably to some people. Depends on who you ask. It's one of her most famous songs. I'm gonna say it. Rhythm Nation.
High on my list.
Okay. Cool.
I scared you was gonna say that too.
All right, and we're gonna keep it rolling. Man, right now we just went through 5-4, and now we at number three. Come on, Jamar, what you got for number three, sir?
Okay, my number three is I Get Lonely from another song from the Velvet Rope album. That album was just a whole vibe, bro. Even a remix with what is that, Blackstreet,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Blackstreet. Yeah.
Right, I'm sorry. Bro. The video just a vibe. But I was a huge video person growing up. Like, that's how you caught my attention. Then as I got older, I really started listening to the music. But, yeah, bro. But I was like, Janet Jackson, Lonely? That don't make sense, bro.
So lonely. Who made that beat? Because I remember that beat was crazy. In fact, a lot of the beats from Velvet Rope are just crazy. But there was a real... like a crazy breakdown in that I Get Lonely. I remember towards the end. She was just always known for some dope dance tracks. But like I said earlier, that entire Velvet Rope, that's really when I got on to Janet, like a real, I'm listening after when it came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I might.
Likewise.
Like 11 when that came out. So I was ready. At number three, let's have a good time. Escapade, I swear there's a commercial out there just waiting for her to sell some Escalades. They need to throw that Escapade on top of a Cadillac commercial and move these trucks out of here. But anyway, no, I got Escapade at number three. It's just a bop. I'm just a sucker for a good bop and do do do. Like I could just hear it right now. I don't know, when did this come out? This must have been late 80s, early 90s.
That's Rhythm Nation. That's Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
And then it's just so, she was ahead of her time with this, with this kind of joint, because you still hear songs being made like this, I think, today. And so it's just one that sticks in my mind. It's just a jam. And so I don't think it's the best or nothing, but it's on my personal list that I could not leave it out. I got Escapade. Because I wanted to get something from that early. I don't have Rhythm Nation on my list. I love that song, but it's just like, to me, it's like almost like picking Thriller. So
I don't
have Thriller really in my top five mics, but I wanted to get something to represent that era. And for me, it was Escapade.
I think Rhythm Nation is a dance for me. Just that beginning, that.
It's not the countdown.
I do the countdown. Yeah, I'm still with the countdown.
All right. Anyway, my number three, I have All Right. Why is All Right my number three? Why is it kind of so high rather than not, you know, the later two? Is because of Johnny Gill. All right, Johnny Gill's concerts. He does a song, and after his song, he goes into All Right. It's like a mix, and he mixes All Right with something else, and the way that he mixes it, I'm like, okay, I like that song better because of how he performs it. Even though I still like the song, it's just better. So that's why it's elevated this high.
See, I mean, All Right, I love this category of Janet too. So I love the slow jam. She definitely kills that episode. But then she has these like bops that are like kind of pop-ish, but then they still have like soul and R&B. They like, she dances throughout them.
You know what it's called, right?
What is it?
You know, that's called, it's my favorite genre. It's called New Jack Swing.
You're right about that. She masters it with a different, she puts her little own spin on it. In fact, you know, I think her voice is so unique because sometimes you can't pin down always that it's Janet. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I'm like, a couple, when I was going through this list, I'm like, oh shoot, that was Janet too. Like, and so I think this type of song fits into that category. All Right. It's just a clean song that you can hear so many pop stars singing, but she's another person. This is another one that she brought to life. And she did that many times.
Of course she featured some a good overweight, heavyweight.
He made a little appearance in the video too. What a bad head.
Jamar, you had this on your list. What you got to say about it?
The video. I know. I said, bro, what the vibe she was going for, it worked. And again, Heavy D, they have put that version without Heavy D, but I like both. But I was a Heavy D fan, huge Heavy D fan. That's one of those songs I listen to at least once a month, at least. Okay. And the video is just dope.
Okay.
I mean, this is one of those videos too. You could definitely see the MJ influence on her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously she had on the pinstripe suits and everything, but just in general, just how she has her dance breaks and she's moving throughout the scene and it's real cinematic. She definitely, you know, it's obvious she borrowed that from MJ. And
this was her moonwalker.
Right.
Rhythm Nation was her moonwalker because it was like a movie with her videos. So. Mm-hmm. Which I think that came out first. I think.
Yeah, I think so too. You're right. Definitely, chronologically, it came out before Moonwalker.
Even though I think hers came out first. I think Mike went back and like made longer scenes for his too.
See, now, so, you're schooling me now. So I didn't know she was the first one to do the movie album. Is she the first one?
Janet, hers in 1989. That's all I'm gonna say.
But it is the movie album concept. This is the Lemonade, the first Lemonade.
Yes, because it all connects. All her videos connect. Right. Like she goes from one video, she'll be like walking out the set of one video into another type of thing.
We gotta give her flowers then. We gotta tell the true story. She the first one to do it then. Thank you, Pride, for putting us on game.
Yeah, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to watch like a full, all those.
You can watch like the video and the full movie aspect, you know.
Oh, we're gonna do that. I'm gonna make a sound. I'm gonna make a little playlist for sure. We're gonna get through that ASAP.
Tomorrow's number two.
Number two.
Well, since we're talking about Rhythm Nation, I'm gonna just go with the Rhythm Nation song. Simply right. Because, okay. Yeah, bro, that's the first Jen Jackson video I ever saw. And I just like the whole, what is that? The army. Military. I don't want military. But yeah, I love that. I love that vibe, bro. I love the video, and of course with the iconic countdown. That's my favorite video. Top, I ain't gonna say favorite. Top two video of the '80s.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Lee
boy. I mean, I think what's up? Give me some.
Where did she get the concept of Rhythm Nation from? Which MJ video did she get it from?
Oh, it's gotta be Bad, no?
Nope. You go to Disney World or Disneyland, you should know this.
Captain EO, what is it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, thank you for that clue because I definitely had no idea. But yeah, shout out to that. But I'm kind of in Jamar's boat. This was like one of the first videos I remember seeing. Now, if we were making a list of top five Janet videos, this is definitely, there's no way this is left out of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I just probably would say maybe don't rock with the song that much compared to, I love the softer Janet. I mean, what she got coming up on my list, you're going to see why this is not Rhythm Nation didn't make my list. But that takes away nothing from the impact, from the video, from the statement that it was. And, you know, those amazing military dance scenes that are always ingrained in our minds forever. So, no shame in that pick for sure.
No shame at all. Hey, while you talking, just go ahead and say your number two.
Number two, I had to pull off something. You know, I had to do it to us. I had to come with the tie at two, man. I could not choose my list. This is really, one of these is really supposed to be like number four, but it's like these are like both of the same song, just on two opposite sides of the spectrum. There's grown Janet and then there's young Janet, but really it's like the same, but it's totally different. And that is Let's Wait a While.
Okay.
And Anytime, Anyplace. I could not choose.
Okay.
I could not leave either one of these off my list.
Okay.
But that anytime, child. Ooh. Oh, look, let me stop before I get too excited. But she's saying anytime, but then before she's, you know, preaching abstinence, she's like, baby, let's wait a while. And you, it just made you just want to wait, like something like, I don't know. When I was just a kid, I was like, you know, abstinence is so cool. I'm going to wait till I get married. But then when she said anytime, any place, I'm like, look, I'm ready. I'm a big dog. Come my way.
That's facts, bro. That is
whatever she say, facts. Hey, whatever she say, I'm right behind it. Whatever she say, I believe it. I'm right behind you, Janet. Whatever you want to do, look. Let me stop talking. But no, I love both of these songs. Like I said, I really love her for her neo soul vibes. And these were like two love joints. They're not ballads, but they're just like grooves. Like, what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for?
Technically, they are
slow jams. So. Slow jams.
Slow jams. Yes. Okay.
These are the ultimate. Actually. Ultimate slow jams. You listen to that anytime, any place. The beat is crazy. And then Let's Wait a While is just, that's like eighth grade, you know, slow jam dance. We gotta hit the two-step sway to that anytime, any place. But
the all my life dance step.
Let's Wait a While. My bad. Let's Wait a While. But yeah, couldn't choose between the two. So anytime, any place, and Let's Wait a While at number two. Makes no sense, but hey, it made sense to me.
Okay, so cheating coming at a top. We good?
Oh, yeah, we cheating.
My number two is New Jack Swing. Still, I'm just going all my songs from here on out to New Jack Swing. So, okay, Janet is she was one of the first people to pioneer that. Her, Teddy Riley, Bobby are the all first New Jack Swing, and this is Control.
Mm-hmm.
The beat. the beat. Jamar, you got this higher.
You have to forgive me, bro. I love all Janet's songs. So when you, when y'all say something that's not on my list, I'm like, hey, that's I'm kind of disappointed in myself for not adding that one.
I mean, that's the lovely thing about Janet. Like, she been in her you know, her genres in so many times. Like, she's done so many different styles of music, is that it caught everyone's ear a little bit different. Like, I just love slow jam. So you gonna hear what my number one is. I got two at number two, and then you going with the New Jack Swing list. And then what would you call, what was your favorite picks from Janet, Jamar, you think?
Yeah, mainly videos, man. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. Her videos were different to me, at least. And it's funny that my list in each song is shows how she's evolved. You know what I'm saying? Janet never stayed the same. Like y'all said, it's different eras of Janet, and all of them are good to me. So, she's so good. Whatever vibe she was on, I was on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Anytime, any play, whatever you say.
That's facts.
Get on this Control though, Prime. Why you have this at number two?
Control is just.
Is this her best New Jack Swing? Oh, well, you said you got a couple more, and you got one more on your list.
Yeah, well, Control is like her like coming out party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even at the beginning, she like, look, I'm not gonna let my dad or my family control me. I'm doing this my way. And then she come out. It's the beat. It's definitely the beat. The control is cool. I will say it's. I only be listening to the lyrics. All I know is Control, and then the beat. That's all. But the beat is so. The beat is just it's beating. So
the beat beating. Yeah.
Beat is it's beating. Yeah,
so she got some beats though. I ain't gonna lie. She got some knockers. Not those kind. Beat knockers.
Okay.
Moving right along. We gone through five through two. We should go ahead and take a break, come back, get off our honorable mentions, and then we'll do our number ones. So what are we gonna play on the break? Patrol or I mean,
you know what? Play.
How about that nasty look? Ooh, them
nasty.
Wait a while.
Okay.
Let's wait. I mean, you can just have me come. I can sing it. We don't gotta go to break.
we gonna have a Janet song. All right, just know we're gonna have a Janet song. Right here.
Whatever y'all choose.
Yes.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, y'all. We back. Me, Peter, I am me. We got Lee Boy TV, and we got Jamar Crater, 80s, 90s, 2000s vibes. Here talking Janet. You know, ran through our list. Hope you heard the first half. Obviously, that will make sense so that you don't just come into a podcast on the second half. But if you do, If you do, just go back and listen. We could repeat it, but we're kind of too lazy for that, so we just go back and listen. Anyways, we got some fan suggestions, some Janet fanatics over here, and we got a couple. A lot of people had a lot of songs, so I just kind of cut it down to one or two songs. So I'm gonna just go down this list. We got Louis B from What's in My Bag says, "Got it till it's gone," which is
I love her hairstyle for that whole album.
Is that Velvet Road too?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, I'm telling you, that album is ridiculous. It's one of the best.
We got Calvin Michaels that says "Empty." He says, "The song is about an internet relationship," which I didn't like. What does Janet know about an internet relationship? I don't know. But hey.
From what album?
He didn't say, and I did not look it up actually, so I should have. But you know, hey. But yeah, Mama Brooks, which she named a list of songs. But
oh, yeah, just go fly through them. I gotta hear them, Mama Brooks.
I don't have all the. Oh, you want to read? Hold on, I can read the whole list for you. I only wrote down two, but I can read the whole thing.
Yeah, just fly through those. I want to see it because I want to see what her Janet playlist is like. Because you know she got the jam. She now this one, Mama Brooks, she could dance. So I know she was busting all the Janet.
So her whole list, since she wanted the whole list, mm-hmm. is Pleasure Principle. Okay. Velvet Rope, Anytime, mm-hmm. I Get Lonely, mm-hmm. All For You, Let's Wait a While, Escapade, Funny How Time Flies,
okay.
Black Cat, Go Deep, and Feedback.
Okay, we got a couple of the same joints. She had Anytime, she had Let's Wait a While, and she had Escapade, so shout out to her. So we on the same page.
We got K-Rob.
Hey, what up, K? From
Comedy Hype. Hey. He says, "Doesn't really matter. I Get Lonely and Got It Till It's Gone. Got Till It's Gone."
That beat is crazy. That was that who was on that beat? Wasn't that the Roots? I'm just making is that it? Up.
which song? It? Which song?
Got Till It's Gone.
Man, that is a vibe, bro. That whole album. I'm
don't
sorry.
Know what you got till it's gone. I think there's a drum solo from Questlove. I don't know. I could be totally.
It
wrong.
Could be. It could.
I think that's the Roots.
We got a incoming one from the homie RJ Smith.
Hey.
Says got till it's gone. Is everybody like got till it's gone? He just helped us out. Produced by Jay Dilla.
Okay, there you go.
He must have heard us talking to something. He put "Got Till It's Gone," produced by Jay Dilla. So
now that makes sense. That makes sense because that beat is fire. So
he helped us out with that one, and we'll finish this list. This was double just on IG. Now I still got the rest of the list here. We got BloggerNet's Dior says "That's the Way Love Goes," which I'm surprised I totally bypassed that. We got Kai Smith that says "What's It Gonna Be" with Busta. We got Charboro, he's a part of the crew. He says "Escapade."
Wait. We gotta get on Jamar's reaction right now. You forgot about that joint with Busta, huh? When he was killing it. Hey, remember that video when he turned into a
goodness.
He was dripping in ice and
doing crazy.
Yeah, that video was next level too. But go ahead.
I lost nostalgic points just now. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed.
Now that was
myself.
One of the first ones I thought of because I'm a big Busta Rhymes fan though.
Thanks.
Growing up, I was all over anything Busta. But go ahead with the list though. Prime, I heard Escapade again.
He had Escapade. Essentially, Ebony said Black Cat. Brian said "Doesn't Matter." Brian gave a full list too, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. He just gave a gang of songs. And then another member of our crew, Be Poetic, said "Anytime, Anyplace," "Anytime, Anyplace," and "Would You Mind." So
that anytime, I'm telling you, and not to mention, I forgot to mention when we were talking about it too, the Drake and Kendrick Lamar sample of that "Anytime, Anyplace" on Poetic Justice is on repeat in my car every year. That's one I gotta pop in about once a week. Just because you get Janet and Kendrick and Drake, man, that's a classic song. All thanks to Janet Jackson and her
soundtrack when I was in college, man. That was the soundtrack to my college life.
Poet, don't let me start about the sundress, yeah. That big sundress. All right,
y'all, we had that time.
Yeah, Janet got
We had that time to talk about these honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, yeah. I'll go ahead and get some off. Yeah, I mean, I had Godzilla's Gone. Definitely. Yeah,
everybody got that. So
I mean, this one could have competed with my number one, but I just had to make a decision. What did I have? What Have You Done For Me Lately? I had Pleasure Principle, Scream, All Right With Me, Someone To Call My Lover, because shout out to my guy, Darius Love, who's been on the podcast. He was in that video. I had
They showed behind the scenes of that too.
So Def Remix or the regular song?
This was the regular song, I think.
The regular. Yeah. Okay. But they showed that video in the doc too.
They showed Darius on there?
Nah, they ain't showed Darius.
Shout out to our guy Darius Love, friend of the show. I had Nasty on there, but I ended up sneaking that in my top five and did the double. You know, I gave two at two. And then What's It Gonna Be with Busta Rhymes? Like I said, that one I wanted to give Janet the proper respect of having her own top five. But
yes,
that song. I mean, the way Busta Rhymes, Janet Dex, one time, baby, he shot his shot at Janet with that song. He was not playing. Yeah. How many words he get in? About a million. Look, he was like, I'm not gonna stop. That's the fastest he ever rapped until Chris Brown. Look,
until
Chris Brown, course, then he just went crazy.
I got Nasty and I got What Have You Done For Me Lately. I only got two. I only set up for two.
What Have You Done For Me Lately? Look, that one was completed with Nasty because they kind of like the same. It was like one of them like sassy bops, so I wanted to choose. But Nasty just, you know, is Nasty Boy. So I
had What Have You Done For Me Lately? Because that little, you know what I'm
talking about? Yeah.
Did she do that in the video?
No, that's they did on Sister Act.
That is on Sister Act, and that's when the beat drops. Yeah, but yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. I just watched it, but you was just watching Sister Act too. But your honorable mentions, Jamar.
Like Lee Boy said, the reason why I didn't put Busta Rhymes, What's It Gonna Be, and Scream with Mike was I want to give Janet her own top five respectfully. But those two are in there. I Want You, off of 2000, I think her 2000 album. I think Jermaine Dupri's in the video. Together Again. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Together Again, and then is that it for honorable mentions?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, because we could be going down her entire track list. Every song damn near should be honorably mentioned. She really don't put out bad music, so shout out. I mean, is there a bad era of Janet before we get into our number one? I just got one question.
There's not a bad era. There's just the era that I kind of dislike. It's kind of like that pop, 2000s, that extra pop.
2000, early 2000s. Another that Professor
extra
too.
Extra pop, not just pop, but the extra, like, it sounds...
All For You type?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like Britney. She could have slid some of those songs to Britney Spears. But, you know, she had to claim all eras. She the queen of all eras, it seems like. But, with that, I mean, I think we could just go ahead and get to our number ones, what we've all been waiting for, and we'll stay in the same order. So, Jamar, go ahead, give us what you got at number one, sir.
That's The Way Love Goes off the Janet album from 93. Bro, that's a vibe. That is a vibe. And again, it's the video, man. You just you and some friends just chilling, vibing out. Good energies. Yes, bro. Good energy, good vibes, good music, good people. And they just lounging. You know what I'm saying? In the video, and I that's another song I listen to at least once a month. Once a month.
Okay, I wanna take you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the way love. And that's my number one as well.
Really? Okay.
I had to go ahead and just give y'all a little intro. You know how Lee Boy do, but that's what I had at number one too, man. The beat is just too funky. I think I was trying to get in. I was choosing between this and on, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Cause it kind of gives me that same vibe, the little chill vibe. And she like just looking cool. But when you throw on this video though, man, this one, she was peak. She was like at her peak personality, peak, you know, looks, peak vibe, peak, like just knowing herself. And she looked like she had a number one hit. And so I will just say that, I mean, that's the way love goes. that's the way love goes.
So both of y'all had the same. So we did, man.
It's just a joint. It's her number one jam. It's a jam, bro. So, Prime.
My number one is a song that nobody mentioned. Honorable mentions of nothing.
Nobody. So Prime always coming out the woodworks with a
deal. I gotta hear this. I have to hear this.
My number one is a Janet, obviously New Jack Swing song still. And that's Miss You Much. See?
It's a good song. Much.
Might not go with everybody, but.
Right.
Because it's like it's a mix between vocals and like just a good song, good beat, great beat. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, like when they was on their thing, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, man. And I would say, I think I grew because you love that New Jack Swing era. So that's where your lists are different from, I think, me and Jamar's list is. We kind of lean more towards the Velvet. We was on the Velvet Rope.
Yeah, hard, bro.
We was on that Velvet Rope time, bro. I think I went to that concert too. That was my first live concert I went to, was the Velvet Rope tour in what was, I think, the beginning of the Staples Center. I think that was when the Staples Center first opened.
What's the Staples Center?
Don't worry about it. That's something you ain't never know nothing about. It's already up in the rafters. We don't gotta worry about we still on Staples Center time. This is a nostalgia podcast, right? All right.
Hey.
But
I mean, just shout out to Janet in all eras of Janet. As you can tell by our list, there's just so much to appreciate from her, from the New Jack Swing to the pop to the bops to the R&B soul to the neo soul queen that she is. I mean, and I think That's the Way Love Goes. Those type of songs definitely speak to her neo soul queendom. So, I mean, just so much to love from Janet. And then there's the videos, too. Make sure you guys go check those out. Show your proper love and respect to this legend while she's still here with us and still, you know, thriving, still having babies. Definitely ain't she? She just had a baby at 50. Look, she's doing the damn thing.
That was years ago, too.
Can I ask y'all a question, a quick question? What's up? If y'all had to put Janet with a collab with anybody that she's never collabed with, who would it be? I'll tell y'all mine.
Which Janet? What's going for here?
It's your world. It don't matter. It's your world.
We talk about New Jack Swing and Janet and Bobby.
That's
bang. Nice. Give me her and Whitney Houston from Whitney Houston in the 80s. Think about it.
So you mean like Whitney?
80s Whitney and 80s Janet.
Ooh, okay.
That was always mine. Think about it. Really think about it now. Whitney's first album and
Whitney was still doing a little bit of New Jack Swing herself at that time.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Whitney's first second album in Control or Rhythm Nation, Janet. That would have been a certified classic.
Okay.
Yeah, I say give me Neo Soul Janet with a Lauryn Hill verse.
Ooh, 98 Lauryn Hill,
and then or you could switch it up and go Maxwell or D'Angelo, one of those vibes.
I thought you were gonna say like Music Soul Child or somebody.
That's good. That's a vibe. Yes, I like
Maxwell
that.
Or D'Angelo would go crazy, and I was thinking them at first just to have the male female thing, but then when you got Lauryn Hill as an option too, just throw all four of them on a track in 98. I'm good.
That's unstoppable. That's good. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I gotta think of some more. I don't know, man. Let's go with another MJ.
MJ, can't go wrong with that.
Man, and shout out to Jen. I mean, she used to get a little criticism for not being the best singer, right? But I think she definitely freaked it way better than like a Britney Spears did. I mean, she compared to like compared to some of the other pop stars that have been able to be successful, she is immensely talented, especially when it comes to the dancing and singing combination. I think in today's, you know, market,
I think you just take this as a time to hate on Britney Spears because, you know,
just because I just don't think she's that talented. She's just like Elvis of the 90s. Come on,
that's good. That's classic, right there. Elvis.
But yeah, man, I think before I go too far, can we just go ahead and just close this out? I can tell you where to find me. I know where I'm at. You can find me at LeeBoyTV.com, at LeeBoyTV on all socials. You want to get some of these hot takes like Elvis ain't? I got it for you. Just only in the stories though. I don't post that on my actual feed. But so. Holla at me, follow me everywhere, everything, LeeBoyTV.com, LeeBoyTV. Much love.
Tell everybody where they follow you.
I'm wilding. Well, y'all can follow 80s, 90s, and 2000 Bobs on Instagram. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. TikTok as the same name. Like and follow us on Facebook. Thank you, gentlemen, again, for having me. It's been an honor and pleasure. And I love y'all's show. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
Yeah, we gotta come back too, bro. Let's keep these topics rolling. Come anytime,
man. Likewise, man. Hey, no pun intended. Yeah, man. Yeah. Anytime, bro. I'll be happy.
Yep. And then of course y'all can follow me, KVNG Primetime and Prime Nostalgia Pod, P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter, and yeah. So I guess that's all I gotta say. And Lee Boy. Hey. I'm gonna say it by myself. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm ready.
Time is all the time.
Prime time all the time, baby.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood that's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all back. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. This Lee Boy TV and PRIME. Wow.